This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Leo from Joy 94.9. Welcome to this Interviews Highlights podcast. Don't forget to rate the podcast on iTunes and subscribe so you don't miss all our interviews.
You're with Jono and Leo on your Friday afternoon drive show, and it's special guest time, Leo.
Our next guest is a TV chef. We've seen them on various TV shows over the years. Before MasterChef, before My Kitchen Rules, this guy was rolling the roast. He still is on Network 10's Huey's Kitchen every weeknight. On Channel 10. Children's on the line is Ian Huey Hewitson. Welcome, Ian.
When you do an introduction like that, it makes me feel very old.
Well, you have
been. Which I am.
I was going to say, you've been around for a long time. You're a bit of an institution in the cooking world, aren't you?
Well, I suppose so. 22 years I've been on television. But I was just saying to somebody the other day, they said, well, what do you object most about the new cooking shows? And I said, I've got no problem with cooking shows. Anything that gets people into the kitchen, to me, is absolutely wonderful. But I do have a problem that everyone that's been in a kitchen for 3 weeks is suddenly a celebrity chef.
Hey, after 22 years, what keeps you in the kitchen? Why is the passion still there?
Oh, look, it's something I love doing. And it always has been. It's, you know, I think you're sometimes very lucky that you fall into something. And I did fall into it. And you fall into something you really enjoy. And I still enjoy getting in the kitchen and, you know, rattling around those pans.
Now, Ian, we are both from New Zealand. I moved here in the year 2000. Johnny moved here about 6 years ago now. And you moved here in the early 70s from Otaki. Oh. When you first moved to Australia, was it hard to sort of get into the, I guess, the cooking and being a chef?
Well, not really. I think the thing was that I had a restaurant in Christchurch before that, so I had a little bit of experience. But I did the most ridiculous thing. I think I always say to myself that, you know, when you're young, you just have this confidence. So I stuck an ad in the paper saying, you know, I'm here and aren't you lucky? Now, ring me up and give me a job. And now you'd never dream of it. But I was very lucky that I had some people ring me from the Lemon Tree Hotel, Annie Mann and Harry Murphy, and said, look, we've got this place, and the pub's very trendy, but we haven't got any food. Come along and do something. And it just happened like that. So I really did walk into something with two people that I absolutely adored, and we just had a lot of fun.
You've had your hand in a whole lot of restaurants over the years, and you've still got a couple that you're currently working with. What do you think the restaurant scene is like in Melbourne now? I mean, there's just so many restaurants and there's so many places to eat. Has it developed in a good way, or have we got a bit of overkill now as far as restaurants go?
Well, I suppose, you know, I think we all know that times are a bit tough in the restaurant industry, and I suppose it does come back to the thing that there are too many. And also, when times are tough, you know, the person who used to go out once a week suddenly changes and goes out once a fortnight. Now, that may not seem like much, but that's cut half the customer base. And so suddenly it's getting tougher. But I think the other thing about it too is that every time you turn around, and you know, you do shopping just like we all do, and every time you turn around, everything's gone up in price. So restaurants, you know, just get more and more expensive, and it's not really their fault. Staff are costing more, products are costing more, and it's sort of, you can't wear it all unless you're absolutely jam-packed. So it's sort of a really hard gig at the moment. I've just opened a new restaurant, so I'm completely stupid, aren't I?
Well, look, every time I pop into Barney Allen's down in St Kilda, which is quite frequently, it always seems to be busy. So what's the key, do you think, to keeping a restaurant successful?
Well, I think the thing with Barney Allen's is the fact that my two partners are normally on the floor. They are there, you know, doing the hard yards, and it's always good to have owners involved in it because they recognise you, they know who you are, etc., etc. But I think the other thing is the pricing is pretty important these days too, and Barney Allen's is pretty reasonably priced, so, you know, that always helps.
Now, Ian, stick around. Plenty more to talk about, including your new book and your TV series. Now, at the moment in New Zealand, this track is number one across the ditch. It's by Jenny Blackmore and Stan Walker. It's called Holding You.
I would never have heard of it.
More with Ian next on Joy 94.9.
From New Zealand is Jenny Blackmore and Stan Walker with their brand new single. It's called Holding You on Joy 94.9. You're with Leo and Jono on your Friday drive show. And on the phone, we are very lucky to have Ian Huey Hewitson. Welcome back.
G'day, mate. Look, I certainly don't know that song, but I must tell a story against myself because, to me, music, I'm a real 50s and 60s freak, and in my new diner, Big Huey's Diner, that was a good plug, wasn't it? I got that
it
in.
It was, yeah, well done.
Street, South Melbourne. Anyway, I had this kid, and I was showing him how to use the jukebox because we've got an old 1959 jukebox, and, of course, it's full of 50s and 60s, and I've shown him how to use it. He's about 7 or 8, and I said, you know, just plug something in. He said, but I don't know any of the songs. And I said, what about the Beatles? And he said to me, what's a Beatle?
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
I didn't dare mention Elvis. I thought, I think I'll quit while I'm ahead. I'll get out of here.
No, Ian, let's talk about TV for a second, because in 2001, you began your TV work on with Network 10, who you're still with, by the way, I must say.
22 years later. Yeah.
I know, various shows later. Your current show, Huey's Kitchen, is on screen at the moment. You're also on Foxtel's Lifestyle Food as well. What's it like making TV shows these days compared to the early days?
Oh, look, I don't think it makes much difference because I've always been the, you know, warts and all. So if I make mistakes, you know, that's part of it. I'm sure the people who do shows where they, you know, rehearse and all that kind of stuff. And somebody was telling me about an American show that they, you know, everything is scripted, and if you miss out an end, you have to start again. We've always been just warts and all.
Yeah.
One take, you know, Huey gets himself into trouble, he gets himself out of trouble. You know,
that's what we like.
Well, hopefully.
Hey, Huey,
I haven't seen a hell of a lot of change, but what has been the big change is the fact that there are so many shows, and there are a lot of shows like MasterChef and My Kitchen Rules, which are now sort of game show type things. And, you know, they're a different style, but there are still those ones that are really about getting somebody into the kitchen and whipping up something, which is, you know, what I feel that I try to do.
Now, here we're talking about My Kitchen, MasterChef, so, which is starting on Channel 10 very soon.
Yep.
Now, I think that you should be on that show as a bit of a guest chef, perhaps. It'd be fantastic.
No, I'm too old. Tired.
Oh, no, you're not.
I'm not cool and trendy. I can't fit a cravat around my fat neck.
Hey, Huey, you've just written a book, and it's called Huey's All-Time Favourites, which is obviously the favourite things you've cooked over the years. How long did it take you to compile your favourite recipes? Because it's obviously been, you know, 22 years of cooking.
Yeah, well, it's actually quite funny, because what happened was it started off, and I thought it was going to be 200 recipes, and it really was, when I say my favourites, is a lot to do with the most requested recipes and also from the various restaurants, the ones that the people like the most. And the poor publishers, we're supposed to be out at Christmas, the poor publishers, I'd ring them and say, I found another 10, or I found another 2, I found a 4. They have to go in. So the book has ended up at 550 recipes instead of the 200, because there were all these, because I think over the years, we most sort of did 8,000 recipes on the show, so it's, you know, so there's a lot to choose from.
Now look,
I think I drove them mad, as I said.
I'm not much of a cook myself. I think I've got like one pot and one fry pan at home.
He's hopeless, Ian.
Because I live by myself. So is there going to be some easy stuff in this book that I can cook?
There certainly is easy stuff. I mean, the whole thing about it, and the big advice I would give to anyone ever cooking, is the fact is you read the recipe carefully, you get everything out on your bench, you measure it, you get it, so you've got all the ingredients there. Anyone can cook, because cooking is only about organisation. So if you're organised, if you don't have everything all sorted out, and you say, oh, shit, I haven't got this, and I haven't got that, and everything, and away you go. But if you've got everything sorted out, you've read the recipe, it really is just pretty basic, and there's lots of those kind of basic recipes in the book. Sure, there's some fancy pants one too, because we need to impress everyone at some stage in our life, don't we?
Absolutely. Take note, Jono. Yeah. Now, I'm going to come for dinner one night, and you're going to cook, all right?
Yeah, right.
For once in your life, you're going to
following
cook.
My rules.
Yeah.
Now, the new book from Ian Huey, then it's called Huey's All-Time Favourites. It's in stores right now. You can catch Huey's show, Huey's Kitchen, each weekday at 4 p.m. on Network 10.
He's also and the book's under $50. I'm sorry, I had to plug that.
Exactly
good,
right.
Good for Mother's Day.
A bargain. Good for Mother's Day. Now, you can also visit Ian's website, hueyskitchen.com.au, for heaps of great recipes and information. Thanks for joining us today, Ian.
Absolute pleasure, guys. Thank you very, very much.
We'll see you down at the restaurant sometime soon.
So you should.
Thanks, Ian.
You're on Joy 94.9. Leo and Jono on your Friday Drive show.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.